This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. Home Minister Balkrishna Khar says vital registration and management information system reaches at ward level. World Children's Day being observed today with the slogan A Better Future for Every Child, and Austria to go into full lockdown as COVID surges. Now the news in detail. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khar has said that the Vital Registration and Management Information System MIS has been expanded to the ward level despite of numerous challenges. In a virtual address to the Conference on Vital Registration and Data Management hosted by the United Nations Economic and Social Council, Minister Khar clarified that the government was working to meet its international commitment to ensure 100% vital registration by 2024. On the occasion, Home Minister Khar stressed the need to put coordinated and concrete efforts to avoid challenges to improve vital registration and data management system in the country. In the event attended by the representatives of over 24 nations of the Asia and Pacific region, Minister Khar, leading the Nepali delegation, said Nepal would make significant contribution to the task of vital registration and data management in the region. World Children's Day is being observed today with the slogan A Better Future for Every Child. World Children's Day is being observed to commemorate the Day of the Declaration of the Rights of the Child by the UN General Assembly on the same day in 1959. The day is celebrated globally to promote the rights of children besides improving their standard of living. It also promotes international togetherness and raises awareness among children to improve their welfare. One person died of coronavirus infection in Baki district. District COVID Management Center, Baki's corona focal person, Tez Oli said, a 35-year-old man of Tulasi sub-metropolitan city, ward number 6, died of coronavirus infection. A motorcyclist died on the spot in a road accident at Balifi Sukute section along Aruniko Highway this morning. Police said the deceased has been identified as Ek Bahadur Shrestha of Barabisi. The accident took place when a van truck heading towards Barabisi from Kathmandu hit a motorcycle heading towards Kathmandu. Similarly, a pillion rider Asis Shrestha was injured in the accident and he has been sent to Dulikhil for treatment. Police have arrested the driver and impounded the vehicle. Information officer at the district police office, Dakshi Kumar Basneet, said that further investigation into the case is underway. The 13th edition of the Chitwan Festival is to be held on the banks of the Narayani River from 9th of January. The festival this year is said to focus on tourism. According to information shared at a press conference on Friday, this year's Chitwan Festival is being organized targeting the tourism sector as the sector has been badly hit by COVID-19 pandemic. Chair of the Chitwan Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Raju Shrestha, said the festival will focus on the upliftment of tourism and tourism entrepreneurs with activities related to tourism, including discussions on various aspects of the sector. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain generally cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pasim Province and partly cloudy in rest of the country. The division said light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pasim Province. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Days after Austria imposed a lockdown on the unvaccinated, it has announced a full national COVID-19 lockdown starting on Monday. Chancellor Alexander said it would last a maximum of 20 days and there would be a legal requirement to get vaccinated from 1st of February 2022. He was responding to record case numbers and one of the lowest vaccination levels in Western Europe. Many other European countries are imposing restrictions as cases rise. The Chancellor said for a long time there had been a consensus over avoiding mandatory vaccinations. U.S. President Joe Biden has said he is angry after a teenager who shot dead two men during racial unrest last year in Wisconsin was cleared. The president expressed dismay at the verdict in a written statement after earlier telling reporters he supported the jury's decision. Kyle Rittenhouse, 18, sobbed as he was acquitted of all charges over the shooting in Kenosha on 25th of August 2020. There were low-key protests over the outcome in a trial that divided the U.S. Dutch police have shot and wounded at least two people after rioting erupted in Rotterdam over new COVID-19 measures. Protesters threw rocks and fireworks at them and set police cars ablaze. Hundreds of protesters had gathered to show their anger at government plans for COVID vaccines pass and a ban on fireworks on New Year's Eve. The Netherlands imposed a three-week partial COVID lockdown last week as cases surged. Police fired warning shots and direct shots because the situation was life-threatening, a police spokesperson told Reuters news agency. The city was placed under a state of emergency and its main train station closed as a result of the violence. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Home Minister Balkishna Khand says vital registration and management information system reaches at ward level. World Children's Day being observed today with the slogan A Better Future for Every Child and Austria to go into full lockdown as COVID surges. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.